This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives.
Michigan's largest county has certified its results of the 2020 general election after an initial party-line vote that blocked certification. Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially had voted against certifying because of precincts in Detroit where discrepancies were found during the canvassing process. In agreeing to certify the results, the board also called on the state's Secretary of State to conduct a thorough audit of all the Detroit precincts where discrepancies were found. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The FDA has approved the first self-coronavirus test. The kit produced by Lucera received an emergency use authorization Tuesday night, allowing the at-home test to be distributed by prescription. The company says the test will determine the presence of the coronavirus in 30 minutes or less and is designed to cost around $50. Many states are increasing restrictions as a new wave of COVID cases continues to run through the country. Yet many people are against more lockdowns because of the economic damage. Dr. Michael Osterholm of the University of Minnesota agrees. He tells CNBC that providing people financial help through another coronavirus stimulus package would convince them to cooperate with local orders and help stop transmissions.
To really be most impactful in terms of trying to reduce the transmission, we need people's cooperation. The way that's going to happen if we actually have the support to make that possible for them to do that. And I think that's a major gap right now in many of these closings or other kind of forced activities we're asking people to do.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
One transportation company is giving back to its employees that have kept America rolling through the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL announced plans Tuesday to hold a virtual Pro Bowl in January. The All-Star game was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas the week before the Super Bowl, but last month the league canceled those plans that will now be replaced with a virtual game. The players selected for the league's All-Star game will instead compete on the Madden 21 gridiron. The NFL says it's working with ESPN and ABC to ensure that competition is broadcast. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the latest lawmaker to have tested positive for coronavirus. At 87 years old, Grassley is considered high risk for COVID-19. Grassley is the president pro tempore of the Senate and oversaw votes on Monday. He tweeted Tuesday that he feels fine and is currently quarantining at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it was said once by Joseph Stalin. He said this about elections. It doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. Is this is what we're seeing in America today, and why people, are just in a quandary, and they're questioning and doubting the institutions. It's like the institutions have failed us. And what has been exposed is that they're probably more corrupt than we even want to admit. It's that moment in time, that Jack Nicholson moment of you can't handle the truth. Is this where America is right now? Well, the president's legal team insists that they have the evidence. Sidney Powell says the evidence is coming at her like through a fire hose. And the other question is the Dominion voting system key to proving voter fraud? Well, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and author of How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, Horace Cooper, joins us now. Horace, how you doing? Do we have Horace? Did we lose him? Okay, we got a knot in the cord here. Let's see if we got him here. Horace, are you there? Okay, all right. We may have had a disconnect after that big, wonderful introduction there into my good friend Horace Cooper. And we're going to definitely be talking about this voter fraud issue that many in the mainstream media would want us to believe that doesn't exist. I mean, it's been repeatedly said, even by the former attorney general. You've heard me say this before, Eric Holder, who insists that there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, well, how can that be when people keep getting arrested and they're in jail for, for voter fraud? How can there be no such thing as voter fraud? It's like Jerry Nadler saying, Antifa is a myth. Well, but Antifa's on the streets burning down buildings and destroying jobs and people's lives. But that's just a myth. I mean, what are we, delusional? I mean, this is reality. Are we delusional that, the powers to be of big tech, that they are not doing their job in making sure that conservative voices are out there? But, they come before the Senate and they want you to believe, like, well, there's nothing here. You know, that we are sincere in making sure that there is a balanced opportunity for people of diverse views. But yet their actions tell us differently. And this is why they were a bit on the hot seat as much as they could be. But, they're really not going to feel the heat in the seat until Congress decides to come together and do something, about the special dispensation that they've had over the years, because they've definitely crossed the line. They're no longer a utility. They are absolutely publishing. And to hear their response and how they talk about qualifying speech and throttling back things. I mean, and even Dorsey. I mean, what an out and out lie. You know, it's like you almost need some connection to the seat of their pants that when they say something, they get a little jolt, and especially something as obvious as what he said in saying that within, 24, 48 hours that they had rectified that situation in blocking the post. It wasn't anywhere close to that. It was more like 2 weeks. That's the truth of the matter. Horace Cooper is reconnected with us, and now we can feel a lot better about it now. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be on the program. Thanks.
Always good to have you here. Let's talk about this thing that many in the mainstream media says does not exist, called voter fraud.
Well, absolutely. One of the opportunities that I've had over the years in coming on your program is to talk about the importance of making sure that lawful voters cast the votes that decide the policies and leaders who are going to serve the American people. The whole concept of self-government is not that our overseers and our betters make decisions for us, but that we get to. And it is striking, it is truly striking, when you ask how real people feel about the policies that are going to regulate them, that are going to control them, that are going to tax them, versus those who are ghosts, those who are convicts, those who are illegals in the country unlawfully, or other people who are not lawfully allowed to participate in a local election. There is a striking divergence.
Right.
But consider the group of people who are talking about unlawfully registering to vote in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Those people do not wish to live with the policies that they are going to inflict upon Georgia. They're wanting to take the policies that are already miserable and use them to take over the elections in Georgia. Real people reject these kinds of policies. It is unlawful and fraud votes that are more willing to embrace these kinds of policies.
Break that down a little bit more specifically. But before you do, I mean, we've touched on several things, but we're not even talking about ballot stuffing. Those votes that have happened that really leave us all wondering what the heck's going on. I mean, not that long ago, I think, a week and a half before the election, the big question from Gallup, that infamous question, are you better off today than you were 40 years ago? 56% said they're better off today. Economy, even in the midst of COVID, all that's going on, the president has victories at every turn with our military, our national security. I mean, just go right on down the list. Home ownership amongst minorities on the rise. A small business is opening. And, time and time again, it's one success after another. And we don't want the guy to come back to the plate again. I mean, that's like a baseball team saying, I know this guy's hit, the last time he's been up, he's hit home runs, but let's leave him on the bench this time. Does that make sense?
Who's approaching 0.0.
Let's
get him in. Give him a chance.
Yeah.
It's just an important game. Maybe the World Series.
The World Series, yes. Game 7 of the World Series, and we're going to get somebody up with a 0.00 batting average and take out our the guy that's been hitting home runs every time.
Yeah. So this is the thing, though. We see this. We regularly see this phenomenon where those who, quote, I call them our betters,
mm-hmm.
they see themselves as superior. They believe in a vision in which government sends administrators and bureaucrats from Washington, D.C., all across America to control, dictate, and tax. And they believe that's the way you stop homelessness. That's the way you stop hunger. That's the way you stop illiteracy. That's the way you stop a family breakup.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is the evidence shows overwhelmingly the opposite.
I was going to say, because you go there and you say, wherever has that worked?
Yeah, and it's remarkable. This is why when actual people are asked their view, they choose self-government. They choose limits from Washington. I saw a result that when it was about 4:30 or 5 o'clock on election day, and I said the exit surveys are all wrong. Mm-hmm. For the first time in more than 40 years, The exit survey showed a 15-point margin with Americans saying, we want government to do more, not less. We need more social services, not less. Every election, even when Barack Obama won twice, every election, a majority of people on election day said, government often messes things up rather than fixes things. We need more self-reliance.
Got to go to break. Got more from Morris after this.
Box because of letter after letter from the IRS. Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Hindi is the most widely spoken language in India, and the Tide Ministry is thrilled to partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club material on television. The goal is to capture the attention of children with songs, Bible stories and applications, memory verses, and other tools to help them understand and respond to God's truth in their own language. Of all the people in India, only 2% profess to be Christians. That leaves 1.2 billion who have yet to know Jesus as their Savior. Together, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead Hindi children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their homes and communities.
For more information about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help lead children across India into relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Bill Martinez live.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, you've heard it said that figures never lie. It's liars who figure. Do you kind of feel like that's a little bit about what we're experiencing, that we're all a bunch of mushrooms? They're doing everything they can to keep us in the dark. And, boy, I'll tell you, you can hear the truck backing up, bang, 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 and all the manure being thrown on us to keep the truth away from us. Because, as Horace Cooper was saying earlier, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to look at these anomalies and say, wait a minute, there's something real fishy here, and it causes you to be real uncomfortable and doubtful of what these election so-called experts are telling us. And, you know, even Sidney Powell herself has said the evidence is coming at her like a fire hose. But Horace Cooper, you know, when you are so deluged with evidence and the clock is running, you've got to pick and choose which evidence is going to be the groundbreaking evidence that makes it, you know, irrefutable, and that really stops even the mainstream media and all these other opposing powers to realize that they've got their hand caught in the cookie jar. Is that even possible here?
So one of the things is that the American people need to realize we've been fed a false narrative. Civil cases do not require you to have already proved your case before you file. If you are Lilly Ledbetter and you come into federal court and you want to say that my employer for the last 25 years didn't compensate me properly, you actually don't have to have all of the proof that would be irrefutable in order to come to court. You make a allegation that is serious, and then you proceed to take evidence. Some of it you get through discovery, and the rest of it you bring based on your own documentary research, and you present that either to the jury or to the judge. We're being told that the president's campaign, if they allege irregularities, they shouldn't be allowed to do so unless they can prove that they will win ultimately. And you say, well, isn't that a good standard? Well, that's the opposite of the lawful standard, because one of the things that going into court gets you the right to do is to depose people,
right,
to ask them under oath and to seize materials and documents. The Trump administration does not control the ballots, does not control the ballot process, does not control the hiring of those election officials. These are all people outside the scope of the control of one of the parties in the litigation. So it's been unhelpful for the media to posit this. If I were to allege, not me personally, but if it was alleged that listening to talk radio caused cancer, I promise you, the left-wing media would run with just that mere allegation. They would not say proof. They would warn us, oh, don't listen to Bill Martinez. You could get cancer.
Right.
And yet in this case, a much higher hurdle is being presented, and it influences judges.
Yes.
It influences jurors, and that's part of what's going on. Now, I do believe that there are several good constitutional arguments that if they ever were presented in federal court would likely yield a positive appreciation on the part of the courts if they get to them.
But
now we're
and getting to the right judge, because we've already seen in some decisions where an activist judge, or obviously a Democrat leaning judge, if not committed judge, has not been giving a beneficial decision to the Trump campaign.
So we just see in the state of Arizona, the state of Nevada, an entire area representing 150,000+ voters being pulled, the election results being pulled, and an announcement that a new special election is going to have to occur. In 2019, we got a chance to see that just because of about 2,500 ballots, that a congressional race had to be revoted. In April of this year, we had a Philadelphia case in which a local election had to actually be revoted, where judges in each one of these cases determined that the degree of fraud alleged made it impossible to be sure that the outcome was the actual outcome. And none of those three cases did our friends in the media go, well, wait a second, aren't you casting doubt on the democratic process? Aren't you, did you reach this conclusion with irrefutable proof? In all three of the cases, it was determined that it was likely we can't know for sure, even though in all three, a winner had been called. Amazing that that's the real standard, but we're being presented in the media with an approach that doesn't reflect reality at all.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up.
This is key. Have gotten her case if this standard were the ones that was supposed to apply.
So we know that this is the standard, and thank you. I mean, you're the former constitutional law professor. You know from which you speak here, and so you have standing. Are you confident that this will be the case going forward? Because we have this sense that, you know, here we've got President-elect Joe Biden. I mean, you know, he calls himself that. Officially, he is not a president-elect at this moment. He has not been confirmed. Nothing has confirmed him other than the media. And last time I checked, that's not the media's responsibility, is it?
It's not the media's responsibility. Joe Biden actually said clearly during the first debate that he would not declare himself the winner until he was certified as such. And I was here in 2000 when there was a contested presidential election, and there was no argument being made that somehow the ability of the incoming Bush administration's transition was destroyed by going forward with this debate, with this conflict, with this litigation. It is amazing what it's like to be a progressive today.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about the past. You don't have to worry about yesterday. Every day is a fresh new day, and your new principle is just long enough until bedtime. And then tomorrow you can reevaluate the principle that you asserted vigorously yesterday and now say, no, I meant something else.
And not to mention the dangerous rhetoric that they pour into the body politic. The bloodstream of the body politic is so corrupt when Joe Biden says that people are dying as they're waiting for this transition team and things to take place. I mean, how hyperbolic, how irresponsible for an incoming, an alleged incoming president to make that kind of statement. But as you say, it is choice ground that progressives live in a choice world where rhetoric, irresponsible rhetoric goes unaccountable.
It is amazing. As I said on Fox News the other night, it is caviar for me, limitations for thee.
Right.
They do the very things they tell us that we can't do. I would love it if we had a real working media and they said, hey, high elected official, we're just wanting to see if we can shadow you for Thanksgiving. I want you to sit alone. I want you to sit at home. I want you to sit by yourself, no fancy food, and don't in any way do anything that is contrary to the advice that you're giving the American people. Well, we don't have a working media that would take on that responsibility, and I can promise you what we would see if we did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, between big tech, the working media, they are foregoing, they're missing in action at our expense right now. Horace, as the expert here, and all the analysis and everything that you've presented to us, knowing what you know now, what is the prescription for the voter politic in America today?
Absolutely. Write to your leaders and tell them you want accountable voting, you want an audit, and you want to make sure that real Americans are voting and not those who would thwart their aspirations.
And what about you know, the one state that said, okay, we're gonna hand count, but we're gonna send the bill to President Trump's presidential team, his election team?
No, it is really, truly remarkable that it's not in everyone's interest to have honesty in voting.
Horace Cooper, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace.
How
be
would
well.
You like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives.
Michigan's largest county has certified its results of the 2020 general election after an initial party line vote that blocked certification. Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially had voted against certifying because of precincts in Detroit where discrepancies were found during the canvassing process. In agreeing to certify the results, the board also called on the state's Secretary of State to conduct a thorough audit of all the Detroit precincts where discrepancies were found. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Kind of amazing what happened in Michigan, right, with his voter fraud. They failed to put everything on hold. They go ahead and certify the vote totals, you know, because there is a deadline. They got to hit this deadline. And then afterwards they say, well, but we're going to direct the officials to double-check voter fraud. I mean, are we serious about doing something about voter fraud? But or because in the interests of time, we've got to move on, even though we suspect the anomalies and we suspect the obvious. The honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for The Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin, is with us right now. And Jenny Beth, this is what we're dealing with in America today. You're in Atlanta. You've been at ground zero there in Atlanta, watching this voter hand count. And even though we have a Republican governor there, boy, there's just weird reports. I mean, what is actually going on there?
I think that we have a situation where we have counted votes and now we're recounting votes. The recounted votes are not going to count as the official total. So it seems to be kind of a sham. Why recount if you're not going to use the numbers from the recount? And then we still do not have an answer as to whether the votes that we are counting were cast legally in the first place. We need to make sure that we see and have a full audit of the signatures on the absentee ballot applications, the signature on file, which would be the voter registration card, and then also the outer envelope of the absentee ballot. The absentee ballot is separated from the envelope, as it should be, because we have secret elections in Georgia, and I do not want that to change. But we still need to know if there were ballots that never should have been cast in the first place, and if there were, what is the total? And the only way to do that is through an audit, and we may have to have legal action to make that happen.
Can we have that done before the deadlines, or is it we have to forego the deadlines for the sake of really making a true vote, you know, truing the vote here, so to speak?
I think that it's really important that we get this right. And deadlines are important to make sure that you don't allow elections to linger forever and ever. You also have to make sure that the election itself is right and has been done properly. So there is a looming deadline in Georgia for the Secretary of State to certify the election by Friday. And it is my impression among some of these certification deadlines, either in Georgia or in other parts of the country, that the people who are responsible for certifying want to certify and wash their hands of the entire matter and let the next level take it, whether it's the court or the legislature or Congress. And the court and I don't know about the court, but the legislatures and Congress seem to not want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. But we have to get it right. If we don't get it right, our country is going to be not just divided. I think our country will be fractured, and we will be fractured because not from other people. We'll be fractured because we simply don't even trust our election process.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that is dangerous for our country. We have to fix this. We have to be able to trust that our elections are a fair and honest and legal reflection of the will of the people.
Why? I mean, what you just said, Jenny Beth, is so important and foundational that it is so casually looked at for the sake of expedience and this expected outcome that 50% of the country got, that only those that perpetrated this this fraudulent election upon the people know for sure. They know that they did this. This wasn't something done by accident. This was a systemic issue. And this is what Sidney Powell was referring to in part about the flow of evidence coming at her like you're coming through a fire hose, if you can imagine. It's just been nonstop, this information that has been coming to them. And of course, you know, America is hearing this, and the 73 million people, especially that voted for Donald Trump, are hearing this loud and clear. And if the powers to be do not step up and do the responsible thing for the sake of 73 million voters, we are going to have major trouble here in River City, to your point. I mean, the destruction that will be thrust upon this country and what it will do for a Joe Biden presidency will be worse than anything that Donald Trump went through for the last 4 years.
That is everything you said is correct. I understand the fire hose because I've been volunteering every single day in the war room down in Georgia, helping with the recount efforts, and I'm going through the same fire hose as she is, as Sidney Powell is. What you are saying is so correct. And the 70 million people who voted for President Trump deserve an answer. Honestly, Bill, the people who voted for Joe Biden deserve an answer, maybe even more. They should want this, because if they really, if it comes out that Biden is the clear and legal winner, I will accept that.
Yes.
I know how to lose in politics. It's not fun. I know that it happens, and I will accept that and accept the will of the people and respect the process. Mm-hmm. But if you don't get to an answer on this, his entire presidency will be tainted, and this is not a good place for our country. Mm. Al Gore had 37 days to work through the process. People complained because the Supreme Court took some actions. No one thought that I can remember in the year 2000 that it was not a transparent and open process. I watched most of that from outside of Florida. Eventually, I was deployed in Florida. But the point is, as I watched, I didn't feel like, oh, they're hiding things. I just thought we may never get to the end of it. Mm-hmm. Right now, the sense is that there are things that are being done that are hidden. We don't know the full truth, and they will not let us verify that what they're telling us is indeed accurate, that these votes that were cast are actually legal votes. And we need to verify those signatures.
Right. Well, and we need to put to rest these anomalies, these obvious anomalies that are coming out. And, of course, there's lots of information flying around regarding the Dominion voting systems and how potentially corrupt they are, that this originated out of Venezuela. I mean, people in this business knew what they were capable of doing. The fact that they stopped the counting of votes, which is consistent with insider information from Dominion's operators themselves, some former executives who said the only reason they stop is to reset and to shift the count. That's the reason why they stopped. And we've had instances where they stopped voting. I mean, these things that have taken place, Jenny Beth, are unlike anything, like nothing that's ever happened before in a previous election. It's almost as the Democrats went all in, and as they said in 2016, they were going to do everything they could to make sure Donald Trump did not get reelected number one. And then you hear Joe Biden self-indicting in saying that he has the best voter fraud organization ever in America's history. So we're supposed to have some settled confidence about the whole process with those statements?
No, it is very difficult, if not impossible, to have confidence in the process. And then you've got a situation with a recount in Georgia where I learned yesterday that the totals that were certified by local county boards of election last Friday will be the final total, regardless of whether the recount number matches or not. And they've been instructed to send all their numbers to the Secretary of State. They will not make the discrepancies public. They're not doing that. It has not been a situation that has opened the sunlight at all. Nobody knows what the totals are from the recounts at the moment. And the local boards of elections are saying, well, the Secretary of State will tell us what to do. The Secretary of State will tell us how to handle it. And it seems like he wants to see everything before he makes decisions rather than saying, these are the rules and this is how it plays out. It just is. Stinks to high heaven. It is a really bad situation.
Exactly.
Here in Georgia.
Got to leave it
this
there. Jenny Beth Martin.
By Bank of America. With the home more important than ever, more than half of prospective homebuyers are planning to buy sooner rather than later, according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. In fact, many are actively looking at properties and homes and researching financial advice. However, one in five hopeful buyers feel they lack financial education, making it difficult to know how to move forward with confidence. AJ Barclay, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
Home buying is a personal decision, and there's no secret formula to assessing emotional and financial readiness. Luckily, being armed with the right tools and knowledge can help you feel better equipped for the home buying journey. Our first-time home buyer online edu-series provides an easy-to-understand roadmap to home buying and allows you to go at your own pace as experts guide you on preparing your finances, making an offer, applying for a mortgage, and much more.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homebuyer.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, that's the word for today. Never lose hope, ladies and gentlemen, especially when it comes when you're sitting in the truth. The truth is relentless. It will, and that it won't allow you to sleep at night. You know what happens just even in the minor, you know, cases, like, you know, if your child lies to you and you know that they're lying to you, they know they're lying, but, you know, you just, for the sake of, I just don't want to deal with it. You try to go to bed and sleep on it, and it keeps you up all night because it just never settles. And that's the problem that we're having in this country today, is that the liars want us to go along with their scenario, like what happened in Michigan. I mean, this is incredible. You had an abrupt reversal here being reported. Michigan's largest county certifies election results, and you had two Republicans that were, you know, against two Democrats there that were kind of deadlocking what was going on in Wade County. But the Republicans got worn out, I guess, and then they decided, well, we'll kick it upstairs and let the Secretary of State, you know, deal with this. I mean, this is what's going on, is these local officials who are paid and who are supposed to do the job on behalf of the people, and these are the same people that insist that every vote should count. Well, if you're accepting the results that compromises good votes, well, then don't tell me that every vote should count, because that's not the governing principle of which you are abiding by. You have come up with some other alternative that's far from that. Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, you know, I've been saying this all week, that the requirement for a time such as this is courage above all. This is going to require inordinate courage because of the headwinds that someone who is antithetical to the dictates of the mainstream media, social media's giant techs, and the consensus of what, another 70 plus million people that believe supposedly in Joe Biden. And that's even if you want to believe that 72 million people voted, and you want to give credence to the ballot stuffing that took place based on some ghost voters and, you know, the cemetery vote and all that, that and not even mention, you know, not even considering the illegal votes. But, you know, put it in the scheme. I mean, you got over 70 million people, or alleged people, that are going to be equally dismayed over the results here.
Yeah, it's going to take courage. You're 100% correct. It's going to take courage from judges. It's going to take courage from state legislators to get to the bottom of what the real answer is, and not just accept what they're being fed. Mm-hmm. It's going to take courage and actual desire to get to the truth, mm-hmm. To dig into what's going on, to actually force independent audits in terms of the votes and take a look at how many ineligible people voted in each state. Right. It's going to take courage to sit there and say, you know, I know that the media and the social media giants won't let my word get out about what I'm finding has actually happened, but I'm going to continue to tell the truth, mm-hmm. because ultimately that's all we really have. And it's so, you know, bottom line is you're exactly right. And that courage is going to have to come. It's going to have to be from state legislators.
Right.
It's going to have to be from judges. And the one thing that people can do is they can call up their state legislators. I don't care if you're in a state that's in contest or not. Call up your state legislators and urge them to ensure that the people who are in contested states, mm-hmm. Are being courageous enough to get to the bottom of the answer of what really happened. And win or lose, if they have the courage to actually examine it, if they have the courage to actually make a determination about what electors to pick, then they have they're at least doing their job. Right. And not just rubber stamping immediate determined result.
They can't abandon the ruling principle, Rick. I mean, if you went from state to state and you read the mission statement of what the election board is all about, I mean, they will tell you without exception, they want to make sure that every vote counts, right? And you can say that's a ruling principle. Well, if you abandon that ruling principle, as Stephen Covey has been infamous for saying and written about on many occasions, then you violated your own objective and mission from the get-go. And this is what we're finding out. I mean, courage, in some way, we want to make it into a grander principle than really what it is. I mean, you know, having courage is following up on and having integrity to follow up on what it is you said you were going to do, what you promised the people that you would do. And what they're doing is they're breaking their promise because they've let go of this foundational principle to make sure that every legal vote counts.
Well, that's exactly right. It is a foundational principle, and it goes to the very heart of our republic. It's the whole principle of consent of the governed, that our government derives its power from the consent of the governed. And the only way you can determine consent of the governed is if every legal vote does get counted,
right.
And to get counted properly. A vote for Trump doesn't get counted for Biden, and a vote for Biden doesn't get counted for Trump. And you can take that all the way down to your local school board level.
Exactly.
You have a right to expect that the vote that you cast got counted for the person you voted for.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be so basic that it shouldn't have to be explained. But apparently in the modern world, with a lot of things that appear to be going on, we really have to go back to that. You talk about basic principles.
Exactly.
You know, that's a basic principle. I voted for this guy, and I want to make sure my vote went for that to that
exactly.
guy. And it's a
You wrote about this. You wrote about the consent of the governed. The consent of the governed is based on trust. If I can't trust you, you can't govern me. And this is what's been going on, Rick. I mean, truth be known, for quite a while now, is that the people do not trust the government. That's why they elected Donald Trump. And guess what? What Donald Trump proved to them in the last 4 years is that the people were right in electing Donald Trump. He's exactly right. You know, people said, I can't trust the government anymore. I believe they're corrupt. I believe the corruption is more rampant than we're being told. And what we found out is that just about every three-letter agency in our government is systemically impaired. It is biased. It is beyond credibility. It has lost
trustworthiness, and the people can't count on them. And Joe Biden, you know, by attrition and everything, all the full forces and all the people that are lying to get him in, he may become the president of the United States. But I would say heaven help him, because he's going to have a growing number, even those people that voted for him, that said that we're looking. I think one of the hot topics or one of the trending topics on social media was, how do I change my vote? And the people were asking this about the people, you know, primarily were people that voted for Joe Biden, because they started to find out about the Hunter Biden deal. And they, and in fact, 30, almost 40% said if they had known about the Hunter Biden situation, the corruption issue, if they'd have known about it, they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden.
We have an article on DailyTorch.com today that talks about that directly. I made a statement yesterday because Jack Dorsey, who owns Twitter, he got before Congress. He said, we made a mistake for not letting people know about the Hunter Biden, the scandal. Okay, well,
that's a half-truth.
A significant number of people, because that so-called mistake was made, it wasn't a mistake, it was purposeful, but because that claimed mistake was made, a huge percentage of people who voted for Biden said they wouldn't have voted for him.
Yeah.
And so, and yet, and what's more, other media outlets took their decision and said that validated a decision by those other media outlets to also not tell people about the scandal in terms of
because they become the standard
money.
They're the arbiter of truth.
And so suddenly at Jack, as he's known on Twitter, has effectively changed the outcome of an election. And he wants to go before Congress and say, like, Rosanna, Dana, never mind.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. You don't get to do that. And it's a, and from a standpoint of from a consumer standpoint, everybody who's listening to this station, everybody's listening to these over these airwaves, needs to get a Parler account.
Right,
it's a little different than Twitter, but it is Twitter competitor.
Yeah, we're on Parler as well.
We're on Parler also, and it's go get a Parler account, and just if you have to use Twitter, use it. But and we're going to keep a Twitter account open. But I'll be darned if I'm going to spend a lot of any time, energy, effort on it. And the best way to hurt at Jack is to take away his ability to influence anything ever again in the future, because you have autocratic Silicon Valley, you're basically communists dictating elections, and that's, we can't allow that to ever occur again, and consumers have an ability to destroy that.
Well, it's time for consumers to pack up their data and leave, because that's what they're taking advantage of. The other thing, though, now go back to what Dorsey said, and I said it was a half-truth, that they said made a mistake. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt and said, okay, they made a mistake. But then he went on to lie and say that they had it rectified within 48 hours. That's BS. That's BS. It was over 2 weeks. I mean, Dorsey has no credibility. I mean, he just blows himself up. And this is what, I mean, we're not talking some lower level minion. We're talking the chief executive officer. And let's go back what Blumenthal was famous for saying, you know, falso in one thing. If you're false in one, you're false in everything. So, you know, let's use the Blumenthal, standard here on that, and to realize that, you know, whether it's Dorsey or whether it's Zuckerberg, you know, they're lying through their teeth. And, you know, we'll see. I don't know if the Biden administration can hold them accountable, but there's more and more pressure to break up this this monopoly and this control that we've turned over to big tech. Rick Manning, thank you as always. We appreciate the time. Thank you for being on the show.
Appreciate it.
You got
Bye-bye.
It.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No matter